Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flow.
It starts like so.
Like so. I don't think it's...
Maybe if you didn't drag that piece of junk all over the place and record at the same time. Or get a phone.
Phone mics are not recommended for this.
You were climbing down a ladder. You already closed the episode out. Just those 2 seconds could have been...
You never know how important 2 seconds can be.
And now you're... Are you starting a new one? We just got down here.
Time's relative. And you didn't...
Okay, where are we now?
You know, I've probably got a tunnel visitation maximum, but this one's, well, it's definitely dry. Is this pipe, earth, or carpet?
There was an urban legend that the founders had an entire mansion down here dedicated to nothing but pure, unadulterated partying. With only 2 guys. That's when the reputation started wobbling, don't you know?
Seems a little redundant, considering the whole neighborhood on top. But I guess that was just a set for television.
Well, even with all the time he'd have, this can't be bigger than what Mr. Sprinkle's already built.
Do you hear that? Is that thrumming? Do lights thrum? Does it mean...
Come on. If that little red button blinking over there meant any sort of impending problem, it would have hit us in the last few seconds. And it says... The letters are translucent. I can only see...
Well, you finally made it. This is your last stop to and from Lowry. Just climb up the ladder, or if you're not physically able, take the ramps to the side. Are you ready for another day in Lowry?
I think that was live.
Hello? Maybe it's one of those things where he talks, but he pretends to hear us and foodles off away. We just came from Lowry, though. Hey, where's this ramp he said? I don't see it.
Not enough space. Yeah, where is the so-called ramp?
Wait, he also said we made it. That it's our last stop. Was there another entrance we were supposed to go through?
If we were supposed to do anything, it'd have to be this. Coming down this ladder. If Claude wanted us to come down here, thereby springing a trap...
Sprinkle springing something...
Well, you finally made it. This is your last stop to and from Lowry. Just climb up the ladder, or if you're not physically able, take the ramps to the side. Are you ready for another day in Lowry?
To and from Lowry. That can't be for us, then. Maybe for Flo? She said she lived here, right? Maybe she came to it from above? Or Sploo?
It'd have to be above, I think. If she and Claude came down here, where are they? All we've got to go on is one light bulb shining on this ladder and walking forwards. A bunch of shadows closing in down this way.
But there is a path?
Could be a hall, knowing what you told us. You have a flashlight?
I think my Riverway lunar suit had one, but for underwater use.
Oh, that reminds me. For those of you listening, Sploo is not at sea level, strictly speaking, but... Ooh.
Hey, now tell your audience it's dark over here. What'd you do?
Hey!
Now remember, every step you take towards Lowry takes you towards one of life's biggest adventures. And that might seem scary. And it was for me, too. I just had to believe in myself. Even when the going got tough. I even lost my best friend along the way. But, alone or together, you have to keep trying. And sure enough, the journey will be worth it.
Who are you talking to? People, come on over before the lights go away. There's sprinkle scribblings on the walls. For those at home.
Splooian dirt isn't this color.
Which is regular dirt, though.
Not if you light it up. You must have done some furnishing here with a carpet stretcher up to the walls. Unless this is one big narcissistic trip, He was expecting someone else in here.
Yeah, this writing says what he just said. I don't think Flo would need this. Wait, this part. You can be a part of this new world, too. There are plenty of opportunities to keep this community going with all the same applications utilized above ground. Clerks, firefighters, teachers, every helpful occupation can be repeated and brought to fruition here. Well, he's building a community just like he said he would. That was the big breaking point between him and his buddy.
But that was a good ways back, right? Why does this look so new? Now what's playing?
Sounds like it's coming further. No, it's... I don't know where.
What's new?
Don't do that.
I didn't.
If someone taught a thing or two to the jerk who made this place, I'd give him free rein.
Then maybe?
Oh. My. Faux canids. First faux canids down here. Isn't that right? We've got so much to go over.
Are we supposed to know them? Why do you look like you know him?
I might not, but I think...
Fajelt.
It was Fajelt, right?
It was.
It's been a while, but it's your old boss. You were the best assistant I had. I call this one an 8, so no biting you two. Judge Vent?
Honorable Judge Vent.
I try.
Oh, so this was the person you, left to work for.
I was still in Splu. You left.
He did leave. He wasn't in Splu. He was in Lowry. So you know about Lowry already?
As much as anybody did, does.
But you I were mean, there. The heck were you putting in court?
If I may interject.
You want to wait, huh? I got his gavel if you want.
Hold order in the tunnel, or whatever the dickens we decided this place was.
Well, I had a gavel. It's back there.
If we're meeting for the first time, or getting reacquainted, well, my name's Vent. I'm the senior judge in that town above our heads there. I've spent some sessions in Splu at the bar exam there. See, I knew I did something with you there, if not everything. Well, I didn't always have you alongside. I presided calls virtually a lot of the time, so that...
Oh.
Hmm. But all the times you were there, I remember you there.
Huh?
I got a new aide after you had it in your notice. Leaving me to my own devices.
Your Honor, I wasn't...
Well, before you get to feeling worried, I wasn't alone. I wasn't. I found the help of Mr. Claude Sprinkle. Fairly solid. What I and my new aide had to give in return was to become the first official citizen and judge and judge's aide of Lowry. But not Splu. That'd have been an extra hurdle for you, I think.
Oh.
There's been nothing to do except helping our dear friend on his pet project, connecting his world to ours. I mean yours. We're not strictly Spluians anymore.
What do you mean, connecting?
Hasn't it happened yet? What time is it?
Doesn't work with time.
Depends on how fast you move. Ah, Fajelt. We could have taken you along if you'd asked.
Don't think I'd have gotten a podcast over here.
Yeah. I did have a listen when I wasn't busy.
Seems like you'd have a lot of time on your hands up there.
Not in the judge's chambers. Weeding, repairs, you know. Plan is not for long. This way. You see how it's getting darker to the back of us? You didn't worry about that unless you missed the last display. Because right in front of us is another...
If you're still not convinced about all the wonderful things we have up there, just think about
what's
the world
a step up
behind.
From a ladder that evolves?
Any number of things...
What do we use to get around, really? What did you use? Tunnels? Tunnel.
Like
tunnels is the closest to
that.
Something evolving.
Even I thought that
not a tunnel by itself.
First. But problem is, it doesn't have to be deep enough to hit water. Eventually.
I don't think I understand what you're saying.
The water needs to be moved.
Is that you, sir?
That's not difficult, I think. Hopefully, I've made it clear enough to you, too.
And it's dark again. Sort of.
It's recordings. He recorded himself down here in these tunnels. Recording messages about what he created up there and down here.
Created for what?
Transition for anyone who wants to visit, namely those above, on the surface. I want to record this.
But I also wish you weren't listening. Just be quiet, I guess.
That's a long way from there to down here.
Well, how long does it take for us to travel, or vice versa? If we did that.
With a ladder that evolves, or normally?
Yes. He has a few ladders.
But why? Oh, history, Vigilant.
He wants to make history? He would.
Remember Claude Sprinkle's first plan for Lowry?
A television show with split-level broadcasting. He wanted everyone to know about life down here. So he's doing that with these tunnels?
If he can get anyone down here, his partner's gone. So that's the only naysayer he thinks he's up against. He's pulling out the stops with this system. Anyone to play along with up there. But he's trying to make it easier for people not in the know with recordings.
You too. You were talking about water.
He was. That darn system catches snippets of things it's not meant to. I noticed. He's only barely figured out how to work it. I'd say ignore this evidence. It's just frustration.
But this is legal?
I wonder about that, yes. So, what are you... I think we're better off discussing this in Lowry, don't you?
Where do you think Mr. Sprinkle could be, most likely?
Are you looking for him?
More a friend of ours. Who might be a friend of his.
You want to find him. That might be the thing to do. I'd have recommended hiding. I don't like saying this, but Sprinkle's lost some sense in his later years. Well, I'm no spring chicken either. Who am I to judge? Get it? Judge? Huh? I should be on TV.
Could have had something to do with the water displacement in Sploo 2. We should find more recordings.
No, you're right. You need to find Claude. He needs to answer to you.
Maybe there's an answer right here.
I doubt you'll find it. This is a straightforward... Oh, no.
What?
No, not now. Aid? It's the tunnels that shift and evolve.
Floors. Walls are moving.
Where are you going? I'll go to a whole new area. Aid, pick one to stay with.
I'm gonna get lost. Too late.
I'm alone. Well, you're here, listeners, and the walls are pink.
Fix it! Fix it! Fix it!
Fix it!
I'm going to need some time to reorient myself. Try to find any of our friends, so... let's take a bit for Enterprise Zoological, okay? Vigilant and Flo will be back after this.
A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew. Requires people who keep it on balance. Or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of... Enterprise Zoological. Another day of tasks necessary to keep everything going smoothly. Another day of tasks necessary to keep everything going smoothly. The hub of behind-the-scenes activity continues on. Seen and unseen. Noticed. But where?
Get at it, friends. Use your brains. Hey, Gladys!
Hey, I've never seen them actually use that thing. They get any of the chow out?
Not as much as when they first did. Still counts as enrichment, Jack, they'd probably say. Here they come. Ganonox, stand up. The antelope, with giraffe-like necks and legs. But their body mass allows them to stand on their hind legs and reach the browse they need to eat. Then they go. So anything new?
Not for now. Quiet, actually. It'll change.
Of the many locations in the zoo, the reptile house isn't usually the most visited. In this case...
Hey! Over there!
In this case, something else has the visitor's attention.
A new phenomenon here at Shivano Zoo. The known high-end casual dining chain, Sandwich Jeffries, has placed its first spin-off Jeffries, and the response has been staggering with record-breaking attendance for the zoological park. First for the private opening, and today for its reveal to the general public. With more upscale options of the usual popcorn, chicken tenders and fries, and the best-selling Fleischmann burger, the main draw. Because why not take a break or take a bite of something while looking at some animals?
At least I can't bring food into your place.
Can't or mention not to.
Whatever it is.
A rare breakaway from two very different jobs offers a look into the candid mindsets in the workplace. You think more people are scared of reptiles or insects?
I don't know.
There's more insects than reptiles in the world. We don't always see either. Put them in a terrarium, and it's the grossest thing you've ever seen to them.
Bad visitor day?
It's a no-visitor day. Everyone's over at the stand. Is Marco still over there?
That line's going nowhere fast. And there's the waiting for the bottled water.
Just so long as it's recyclable. And we can put it in Jekyll's trash robot.
You didn't come up with that. We're putting Sandwich Jeffries here.
Shows I wasn't in the betting pool. I know everyone was betting for the rumor. Who lets a burger stand in a zoo get more popular than the animals? All of them. And that's the guy who totes the robot trash can around.
There. I, Jekyll H., curator of Shivano Zoo, is unveiling the sculpture of a design by Teddy Malt of a receptacle capable of distinguishing and regurgitating trash and recyclable items. The only one available here. What do you think?
Not trash.
Mm-hmm.
Not on.
It does have an off switch. Turns out he remembered. Or figured out, more likely. He came up with the initial concept himself. Usually I'm the one to draw things, but I don't follow them to the finished phase. Not because I think he'll pass on them. He's not like that. I guess I'm more scared of reality than Ted is. He told me to tell him personally when this was unveiled, with a crowd of pretty efficiently sized crew, I see. 4, 5, 6. He's probably watching anyway. To the offices. He was always a big idea man when he started. Bigger than the usual fundraisers and holiday lights. Sometimes they take at max a day to put together, like the trash can, or a split second like the impromptu visit to our international friends. And no, I'm still mum about the giraffe house. Professionally. Where does he get them from? The idea of being a good zoo manager, that's more of a hope. Sure as heck isn't original to him. All this time, can't you guess?
Okay, guys. How we feeling today?
Kenny, what are you doing?
The one day you could go viral and come on, it's supposed to be a scorcher today. Better get your orangutan sillies on now.
Oh my grace, Junior Keeper Kenny, put that away. Unless you're part of the marketing team.
Orangutan videos find their way to them anyway. We need something.
No, we don't. Not again. You can smell them cooking from here. Maybe that'll wake them up. A novelty burger's not gonna outlast these guys. Now that I say it, let's get conserving.
We could do enrichment early.
No, look. Why do they have to be doing anything we'd want them to do? Why can't they just be themselves? Acting out their natural behavior without human interference.
Because we'd mess it up.
Because we'd mess it up and have regrets. And notoriety.
But it'd be interesting, you know.
Stop sounding like our boss.
If it's a question of benefiting the animals or the visitors, our job is to ignore it and make it go hand in hand. For me, it's what works in the details for certain aspects, general animal benefit, then going to the zoo as a whole. For Ted, can't speak for him, but someone else usually gives him suggestions. The guy from It's My Zoo. Ted never stops watching. Never. And he never will. Even if something's going on outside. So he can watch, think of what his idol would do, and just pass it on. That's the happy outcome. But let's... Ted.
And hope for the future.
Alright, he's not half wrong, but something's...
Nick Hamilton, host of It's My Zoo. For information on how to receive your copy of the memorial service, along with a commemorative plushie, contact this number at the bottom of the screen.
On DVD this time. He must have left it running. He hates this part. Where is he?
Our operators are standing by.
You got it. Should we split it three ways?
I get to decide. I won the pool. Mm. They built the place. Everyone else said... One part's gonna be bigger than the rest, or two even. It should go to the reptile guys. Like, our charges, we could unhinge our jaw to fit around.
I don't care, it's just a burger.
Not to them. It's getting hot. And this is getting cold. Let's go inside.
We can't go in the reptile house and eat. Set a good example.
Nobody's in there.
He's right, nobody got past us.
You weren't the one standing in
there. I don't think...
Is Noah gonna let me finish his sentence?
Here. Hey, Marco.
Marco, they hear you.
Marco, stop. It's not funny. Someone's around the corner.
Just another co-worker. It's the boss. Cleaning.
Almost done. You'll have a nice, fresh display. Oh, hi. Delmonico, Marco...
Abe?
Abe, right. Clint showed me how to do this for the desert monitor. And then I've got a few more. Just wanted to help out. I love these guys.
Sure, we... Let's do...
Enjoy the burger. Outside.
Sure,
yeah. Will do.
Did you bet on that?
Nope. Who's getting a drink?
Gotta empty those cans.
Like every creature they care for, every individual here at the zoo is a completely different personality with different ideas, different ways of doing things. Past years of understanding may come as a surprise. And yet, they all work to keep the Enterprise Zoological together. Thank you.
It's over already? Well, not much has been resolved. I've been pushing on these walls, trying to get it moving again. Nothing doing. And as far as going down these carpeted halls, well, the sign says, sometimes life seems like dead ends in either direction. Bah-bah. Doesn't like color pink.
Got turned around, did you? Well, it's not enough room. What are they doing? I remember them faster than... What am I doing? That's what you're asking. What is this crazy old man doing?
Those recordings come around too, occasionally. I have no idea where I am, or where anyone else is. I guess we ought to just sit tight. I didn't do anything to trigger the walls turning. Logic states if I do the same thing, it'll just happen. But, like, it'd either be that or someone else I'd have forgotten about, considering how it's been going so far. Slim, if he got out of that booth. Feebulp. Judge Vent. I've seen his aide somewhere, I know it. By the time I'd lost pace with both of them, I changed my mind about where I should be. If I ever did something like this, like hosting Vigilton, whoever else. I figured you'd hear me somewhere else. Above, for all I know. I knew my boss. I could just leave with no hard goodbyes. I thought I knew Feebulb. I didn't know she'd be coming back. And I switched our places. Screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. I screwed up. You know, it wasn't because the world was all that amazing. It is, I mean, I haven't changed my opinion. I'm making it worse. But that's it, right? I'm not gonna meet anyone else. Still, maybe they could get me out of here.
He's changing his mind again. One time we don't... The most important part is... No, the most important part is... Well, I did have it! At this point, you require a thorough... Someone will look back on this and... And what have you been doing? With the idea...
Hey, the floor rig's different. The carpet starts and stops here. It's dirt now. Maybe that means the walls are more likely to move.
What? I keep seeing new things, different than what I described. The more we have to show for, they'll forgive the...
Hey. Hey.
It's Phoebo.
Hey.
And she's holding something.
Vigel, it's another plaque. Another one like the one I sent you.
But when Flo and I were still in the studio, that's the one that set off the flood in Sploo?
What? No, but there's another collection of them, different ones. A different message, actual writing on most of... Hey, I need you to take this
one. I'm gonna try and get over...
No, you have to take it. They know, I know. It's not a secret.
They?
They're coming after me. Get up to the gap before it closes.
Fee-boop! Next time we're jumping through it. But now we're connected somewhere different. Missy. Picking you up. Don't want to get you mixed up with all this junk. Maybe this is where she found the plaque. She'll just be around the corner. This has to be Claude's next section to work on. All the mechanisms and tools. How many did he actually finish? Fix that swinging light. Wait. Did you hear that? And the walls. That's not Claude Sprinkle. Or he's not alone.
What is that one? Look, that's okay, Nick. There's two. I can grab all the doohickeys and run out.
Pretty sure this happened to folk canids in early times. They're down a ways in the tunnel. Maybe that swinging cord could buy us a little time. Not that I know electricities. Let's take this little bolt. But it's from you guys' box. Could try some target practice. Yeah. Hey, hit it. Something bigger would be a risk for... Oh.
No, not everything. I almost lost. Oh, I can see.
Let's go. Sorry about the bolt. Hopefully it didn't change the sound. It's twinkling over on our side, too. Going sidestep.
They couldn't forget Abby Crane. We were the three. But should you be having someone down here forgetting what you did? What did...
Who is Abby Crean? The three. If Sprinkle was mentioning himself and Abby, they were the three people from above working together for Sploo. Rich Gloucester was the head, Sprinkle was his second, and Crean...
You did this. You did it. And him. I don't have to rely on him. But Sploo is still around. If I do things my way, we'll all...
That's not history. We're moving again. Not that much. Crack. That's not all the way. I want to see something now, please. What's the crack for, a mouse? Okay, a folk ain't it too. I'm sorry. Let's hope none of them are as lithe as me.
Lithe?
Huh? Oh! Lots more twisty things in here and... Flo!
Huh? Oh. It's a jolt.
We found our co-star, everybody. Flo, how are you... Wait. Is Mr. Sprinkle in here somehow?
No. Are you recording right now?
Well, yes. Yeah, everybody's listening.
Of course they are. First,
Sorry, you first.
I was hoping to find you so we could get back. Claude Sprinkle makes no sense as a person, and frankly, he frightened me.
Fortunately, he wasn't hard to escape from once I saw how these things worked.
I thought he was your friend or something.
Where'd you get that from?
You talked him out of nabbing me and Phoebo, sort of.
He did what anyone else would do. Except Slim.
What happened in Lowry?
Happened? I distracted Mr. Sprinkle and I escaped.
But I thought that place was... I mean, you did something with your old podcast there.
I don't know why that's on your mind. We're doing Vigilant Flow now, right? For Sploo.
Yeah, but...
I'm from Sploo, right?
But not at first.
Whatever happened beforehand, I was in stupid podcast host mode. Do we know how that went? I'm all for Sploo. So let's get back.
It's flooded. We still don't know why.
I don't think that was our goal, finding out.
Yes, it was. Why are you...
See, I knew I wasn't making an impact hurting any of these things.
Then what's doing it?
It could be Mr. Sprinkle. Claude.
Someone!
Isn't that supposed to open completely? Why?
Who knows? Phoebo, I found Flo.
Good. Now can you take the black? Not this again.
It's not the same one as before.
You'll want to look at... Well, now we wedged it. Take it.
Did you hear something about Abby Crean over there? It sounded like Claude was talking to him at one point.
I never heard anything past Claude's voice and Judge Vent's voice. There's a judge.
My old boss is somewhere around here. He was helping us. He was helping Sprinkly. He wants to find Sprinkly. We
keep pulling both hands.
I gotta...
Is that Sparkly? Never mind. Go back! Is she giving you a soldering iron?
Feebulb? No. Technically, this is what you wanted. Just the two of us.
In Sploo.
Oh, right. Might have been less hectic meeting my old boss and my... Feebulb there.
You don't have to pretend you wanted that, you know. You sound pretty down about that. I didn't want to see Mr. Claude.
You keep changing that.
But the odds were already against us, weren't they? By all accounts, the past wasn't that far off.
I don't think about history, remember? I used to.
I can't stop. Now. Now I'm gonna go home. And forget all about...
The plaque's got words. And, something fell off. A little gold plate saying Vent. Covered Crean. Or Mean. Pretty crispy.
I said I'm gonna forget.
Do what you want. There's so much to learn.
Volcanic.
Boss? How old are you? What? What's wrong with you? Sorry, that was pretty forward. Are you Abby Crean?
Even worse. Told you if they hired him, he'd be trouble.
I don't see the shards connecting, but sure. I had wanted to introduce myself and these wonderful crewmates under better circumstances, but yes. I'm Judge Vent. And Abby Crean, with his band.
And aid.
Oh, they're just a band that plays the hard way with people I need out, and right now, that's Claude, remember?
What are you talking about?
Irony. I always wanted to help my other two partners with my own ideas, but they always put me in the background. Until that one day they told me I was... frivolous. Unnecessary. Entertainment's not progress, they said. Until the day each of them turned on the other with their own ideas for showing people your land. For viewership? But who do you think really deserves it? We'll think about it during the break for Officer Numero.
Hey, hey! It's hello from Officer Numero. And today, things are a little...
And you have a show of your own. A podcast. New variety, same purpose. Only you're trashing my work. My plaques. My plans. It's my turn to tell my side. Or, Sploo sees its end.
What?
Don't worry, I'll close the show. I've been listening long enough. Vigilted Flow was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music. The song Vigilted Flow Like So was written and performed by Zachary Williams, as is the segment Enterprise Zoological.
Please stay tuned for the next episode of Vigilted Flow on the Elephas Hour.
Oh, that was good.
Get him.
Come here. Ooh.